I want to try and really just develop one mahalach. I don't think I've said it over really, but it's from about 15 years ago or so, and I think it really does explain something very, very intriguing, and that is as follows. The Torah tells us in Parsha Baloscha that Moshe was anav mikol adam, that Moshe is the most modest of all people. The intent of Chumash here is certainly to isolate Moshe Rabbeinu as a very unique and unparalleled figure. This is also the context here in Parsha Baloscha, where we gain insight into the unique status of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. No one else is a Navi the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. It's unparalleled and it is unique. Nevertheless, despite Moshe Rabbeinu's unique status as far as Midos, in a certain sense, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's unique status as far as nevuah, we find an amazingly fascinating phenomenon, which is going to take us through, I think, at least four different places in a very intriguing way. The Rishonim have a machlokas in general about in the counting of Taryag mitzvos, whether Midos count in the list of Taryag mitzvos. The Chaim Vital and Shari Kedusha famously points out that Midos are not counted as a mitzvah because they are the Hakadama to all mitzvos, Derech Eretz Kadma la Torah, and therefore they aren't counted as Taryag because they are the prerequisite for all of Torah. But they're already showing that in fact count particular Midos in the list of Taryag, certain character traits that a person has to have. As an example, the Smag, very famously, based on a dream, he writes, counts as an Isser, there being an Isser to have Gaiva. The Sefer Yerayim, one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Sefer Yerayim in his list of mitzvos in Simen Reish Lamed Beis, counts a mitzvah to be Shafel Ruach, to be a person who has Anava. What is the source in Chumash that a person should have Anava? So says the Yerayim, I found this mitzvah in Halachas of Rabbi Yehuda Igaon, V'lo Matzasi Iker. I haven't really found a primary source for this. Ella Mishashavcha HaTorah HaAnav, Tichsiv Vaheish Moshe Anav Meod Lamadnu Shemitzvah Liyos Adam Anav V'Shafal Ruach. The source for all people to be an Anav is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav. Also, the Torah praises Moshe Rabbeinu. It must be the Torah really values this a lot. The Toafos Re'im, one of the commentaries on the Yerayim in the bottom of that piece, says, what's going on here? We're praising Moshe as Moshe being entirely distinct, better than anyone else. Moshe is way beyond. So says here in the Yerayim, he quotes a pshat, Eich nucha lomar shezo mitzvah l'chol yilud isha, v'ulai demikomakam chovas kol yerushimayim l'shtadu l'hasik miktsasa kfi yicholto. That in a certain sense, just to point, Moshe Rabbeinu serves as the Raya. That if Moshe could do it, who was born as a regular person, and the Torah praises it, so it must be, it's the kind of midah for the Torah to praise it, that each and every person, if Moshe could become the real Anav, so each and every person on some level also has an obligation to do whatever they can. One thing which seems to emerge from this Yerayim is that separate and distinct as Moshe Rabbeinu may have been, if Moshe did something, it also serves as a mechayiv. If Moshe did something, it also serves as a point that we also are supposed to, or a chayiv, to aspire to be as close to Moshe Rabbeinu as we possibly can. Where else do we find the same phenomenon? In a very well-known vort of Dr. Kamenetsky, Emes Yaakov in Parsha Shmos, it's quoted also in the Sefer B'Mechitzas Rabbeinu, page 98. The Rama writes in Yerideya and Simen Pehei that it is appropriate for a Jewish child not to have a non-Jewish wet nurse. That if a Jewish child needs to nurse, not from the mother, it should come from a Jew, not from a non-Jew. Says the Bir Hagra, what's the mucker for this, that you should have a Jewish wet nurse? Says the Bir Hagra, for Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, told in Parsha Shmos, would not nurse from any of the Egyptian wet nurses. He would only go from his mother. The same phenomenon again. Moshe Rabbeinu serving as a mucker. What's the pshat? So said Dr. Kamenetsky, the same way that when Moshe was a child, the Chazal tell us, why wouldn't he nurse any of those women? Because it's a pesh, asid, ladaber, and mashchina. Moshe was going to be a person that was going to be ladaber, mashchina. And says Rav Kamenetsky, so too it's halachically incumbent upon all parents. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu to build children, to be the kinds of children who can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, who can be the kinds of people who are able to reach that madrega, that they're also a pesh, asid, ladaber, and mashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu on the one hand is unique, but Moshe Rabbeinu also serves as a mechayiv for all of us to try our best to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. The third context this comes up is a very famous comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perakei Halacha Beis. The Rambam there is elaborating on discussions of Bechira Chafshes, on the extent to which a person is able to have free choice. The Rambam has, he referenced this week, a very expansive definition of Bechira Chavshis. He thinks you can even impact, not like the simple pshat in Chazal, the Rambam thinks that you can even impact whether you are bright or not bright, your intelligence. You have Bechira Chavshis over, how hard you work, etc. But one thing the Rambam says is everybody, every person has Bechira Chavshis. If they want, they can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. A tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Some of the Mefarshim, Rav Elchanan and Kovetz Ma'amarim, is very bothered by that particular formulation. You can choose to be a Moshe is unparalleled. Moshe is unique. But in light of what we're seeing, but we all have an obligation to strive to the best of our ability to, in our own way, be a tzaddik. Said Rav Elchanan, we can't reach Moshe Rabbeinu's levels, but we can all aspire to come as close as possible in tzidkus as we possibly can. And even though I can't become Moshe Rabbeinu as far as Nevuah, if I maximize my potential, if I do whatever I can, so the same way that Moshe was able to maximize his potential, maybe his potential was far greater than mine, maybe he had greater kochos and greater abilities, but I have the same tzivoy, the same obligation to try and maximize my potential as well. The last place where we see this, that we're going to speak about at least today, is a very famous Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Lamed Gimel, commenting on a very well-known pasuk in Parshas Ekev. The Torah tells us, V'yata, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomei Machkiim Liyira, that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, now what does Hashem ask from you? All you got to do is fear him. And the Gemara in Brachos has the question, it seems like the way Moshe says it, Yerushalayim is not the biggest deal in the world. Yerushalayim is Miltah Zutrasahi, it's a small thing. Moshe presents, all you have to have is Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, yeah, in. Legabi Moshe Miltah Zutrasahi. For Moshe, it wasn't the biggest deal. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, all you have to do is have Yerushalayim. It isn't the biggest deal in the world. The Mefarshim are very bothered by this Gemara. The Drush HaRan in Drush HaAsiri is very bothered by this. The Marsha talks about it. The Kishas Levi speaks about it. The Baal Tanya speaks about it. The Sefer Karim. It's a very odd phenomenon because Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Bnei Yisrael. And even though for Moshe it wasn't the biggest deal in the world, it was a really big deal for Klal Yisrael to have Yerushalayim. It was a really big deal for Klal Yisrael. So why would Moshe speak to Bnei Yisrael? Even if for him it wasn't the biggest deal. Why would he speak to Bnei Yisrael and say, Bnei Yisrael, all you have to do is have Yerushalayim? It's not like that. The way the Ran says it out, say for Ikarim, you have a guy who's very, very wealthy, speaking to a poor person. He says, all you have to do is drop $100,000. It isn't the biggest deal in the world. Well, it is the biggest deal in the world if you're poor. So what's going on here, Moshe Rabbeinu? The guy being Moshe Miltah Zutrasahi, what's shot in this Gemara? How is Moshe speaking to Klal Yisrael? It's not a big deal for Moshe. So what about for all of us? It is a big deal. So how can he tell us it's not the biggest deal in the world? So there's a couple different mehalchim. The Ran and Drush HaRan speaks about how Yerushalayim, in a certain sense, if you know what you're doing, is actually not the greatest not the most challenging thing in the world. The Yerushalayim is a little bit easier if you remove some of the impediments to Yerushalayim. It's a little bit simpler, and therefore Moshe presented it as not being the biggest deal because the impediments aren't really there the same way. The Baal Tanya, however, in Perek Mem Bei, Sefer Tanya, so Baal Tanya has a very beautiful pshat. Says the Baal Tanya, what's pshat in this Gemara? L'chora einam muvan hateretz, tashol mei maksiv, ella ingin hu, ki kol nefes benefes mei beis Yisrael, yesh ba mi b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. Says the Baal Tanya, quoting from certain Kabbalistic Makoros, that every soul in this world has little pieces of Moshe Rabbeinu in us. And therefore, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't the biggest deal. So that's a raya that for us also, it's attainable, and it really doesn't need to be the biggest deal in the world. We are predisposed in a certain sense to be able to have a certain kind of Yerushalayim. If it wasn't hard for Moshe, so we also have that capacity because we all have a piece of Moshe Rabbeinu within us. We all have a little bit of an element in it. Moshe Rabbeinu, once again, serves as the Mechayiv. That for Moshe wasn't the biggest deal, so we have a little bit of Moshe in us also. And for us also, our job is to strive, to tap into, to develop, to continue to facilitate that part of us which is like Moshe Rabbeinu. In that sense, we see an amazing phenomenon. The end of Parshas Baaloschav, Moshe being Anav Mikol Adam. This discussion in Parshas Ekev, V'yatam Ma'ashol Ka'chashon Me'emach Ki'im Li'ira. Discussion in Parshas Shmos of the Moshe Rabbeinu not being willing to have the Pesha Asl Dabar Mashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the one hand, is the most unique of individuals. It's one of the Yugimot Ikarim. His Nevuah is unprecedented. We can never be like Moshe Rabbeinu fully. But we all have an achrayus that if Moshe did it, to strive as much as possible to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So if he was praised as being an Anav, we have a chiyuv to do our best to try to be an Anav. If he was set up to have the potential of Pesh, Asa, Dabar, Mashchina, said the Bir HaGra, that's the mucker, that our children also have to be doing whatever they can. If Moshe was able to be a tzaddik, like on a certain madrega, so we, in our own sense, with our own kochos, has a charge to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. And if Moshe Rabbeinu could have Yerushalayim, and for him it wasn't the biggest deal, that means that we also have a certain potential to be able to facilitate through the koach, we have Baal Tanya says, with a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is within all of us, a certain connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. For us also, it could be like that also. A very beautiful, I think, approach as far as Moshe Rabbeinu as a mechayiv for Klal Yisrael. If Moshe did it, so we have to strive to do whatever we can to reach that level. And again, for our own potential to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Have a wonderful rest of your day.